Sometimes you come up with an idea that just blows you and your friends away. That happened back in 2001 when a Seattle man proposed to some fellow theater artists that they pull up stakes and relocate to a French chateau. The idea was to live communally, produce great plays, and establish a drama school to support this work. Sounds idyllic. Ooh la la. Ooh la not. It didn't work out quite as planned. Playwright Rachel Atkins was one of the artists involved in the Ardeo Theater Project. 14 years after the project crashed and burned, Atkins has written a play about the dream and the reality. It opens this weekend at West of Lennon Theater in Seattle's Fremont neighborhood. Atkins told Marcy Silman why she and her friends thought it would be a good idea.
Well, it's living the dream. I mean, you know, this was coming out of, you know, the end of the 1990s, which was, you know, such a huge, you know, heyday for Seattle in so many ways, including theater. I mean, you know, it really was a time when, you know, everywhere you turned, there were new theaters, there were new theater companies, and there was that feeling of like anything is possible. And that's why we thought it was a good idea, because why not? Because why the idea of going and sort of living this fantasy life of going off to a beautiful place and doing art together with people you like and respect and being able to really build work together, it was exciting.
Did you have any doubts before you left Seattle?
Oh, of course. Of course we had doubts. We knew that it was a huge risk. I mean, we knew that we were reaching high, but we had enough faith in each other and in this vision. And I think there were times when we just put the doubts aside, because if you let the doubts get the best of you, maybe you weren't going to go. And given the choice between going for it and moving to France and being a theater company versus just staying home and watching other people do it, or thinking about the what if I had gone, for me at least, and I think for a lot of us too, it's like, why not take this risk? Like, why not just give it a try?
Yeah. I'm talking with Seattle playwright Rachel Atkins. In 2001, she and a group of fellow theater artists went to Poitiers, France, I think it was.
Yeah, just outside of Poitiers.
To live and work together as the Ardeo Theater Project. So what went wrong?
Everything went wrong in the most ridiculous ways possible. The night we bought the chateau, the night we signed the papers, was the worst storm that Europe had seen in 60 years. We walked out of the building where we'd been signing the papers into a hurricane, like trees falling down in the roads in front of us. And I mean, this incredible storm destroyed things all over Europe, including on our property. We had 55 acres with lots of trees. We had all these trees down. You know, we had no electricity. We had, you know, no heat. That was the beginning. The chateau, when we purchased it, was actually in pretty decent shape for a French chateau, because it had been, we bought it from a group of Benedictine nuns, so it had been a nunnery. But there were still a lot of renovations that we need to do to it to make it something functional as a place where regular people, not nuns, would want to live. And also because we were preparing to run study abroad programs, so we needed to create a theater space and rehearsal space and rooms for the students to live in. You know, for anyone who's ever done any renovations on their home, we know that those things never go according to plan.
Rachel not only lived this, she has chronicled this in her new play, Voyage for Mad Men. How long did you all last before the last straw was broken?
So we were all in France together for just under a year.
What is it that made this dream die?
It was about everything taking way more time than we thought it would, and costing way more money. We had a first group of students planned to come for a summer program, and we had to cancel that program because we weren't ready. The chateau wasn't ready. Then we had a group of students coming in the fall of 2001, and we were on the verge of having our first group of students come over, but we weren't sure that we had enough money to make it through the semester. And the idea of bringing these college students over, who were really, I mean, just like we had dreamed this dream and gone over there, you know, this was their big study abroad opportunity. And we could not in good conscience bring these students over without knowing whether we could actually make good, you know, deliver what we had promised, which was a semester full of theater study in France. And so that, but without the students coming, without their tuition, we knew we weren't going to be able to make it.
Oh, so it's like catch-22. We
yes.
can't bring them, but we can't live there without them.
Exactly.
How hard was it to make the decision to end this dream?
It was excruciating.
It sounds pretty ghastly. Rachel Atkins is my guest, and 14 years after she and her group of colleagues in Ardeo Theater Project went to create this community in France, Atkins has written a play about it, and it's called Voyage for Mad Men. When did you actually think, okay, I can sit down and write about what just seems strange fiction?
I knew right away this has to be a play because, I mean, it is a sad story in that the dream died, but it's also, it's a wonderful story in that it is this, it was this incredible dream, and the things that happened to us were so ridiculous that you can't believe all this stuff really happened, and it really did. I mean, whenever people read the script or see parts of the play, they say, well, but that you made that part up, right? And the answer is always no. I started writing this play in 2004. So it took me a few years to get over it. I mean, it was rough. It was tough to come back to Seattle after having gone and done this. And of course, as soon as we came back, all anybody wanted was the dirt. They wanted to know all the gossip, you know, what was it like and what did you do? And it was too hard right away.
Did you feel like you needed to talk to the fellow project members to at least tell them that you were going to write this story?
I did. And I think we all knew. I mean, I was the playwright of the group. So I think everybody knew that this had to be a show at some point.
It's been now almost 15 years, right, since you started the preparation to go to France and then being in France. Looking back, what do you think that experience taught you about yourself and about your art?
I think it taught me that it's okay to take a risk. When I think back on sort of, you know, what we lost and the things that were difficult about it, you know, I always tell people that Ardeo was simultaneously wonderful and terrible at every single moment. And I don't regret that I went and was a part of this project, even though there are a lot of things that I lost, even though it didn't work out in the end. It was this incredible experience to have, you know, with these other people who I still feel very connected to, even though there are many of us who, you know, we don't see each other regularly. It's not like we talk all the time, but we made a family. I mean, we made a community. And I think knowing that, you know, we took this risk and that we were brave enough to try something, I hope makes me feel like, okay, I can try other things. Like, it didn't break us. Even when we were destroyed, it didn't break us. And I think it's a story now that, you know, that I hope will resonate with other people, with people who've been part of a startup or who have dreamed big and gone for something, even when they weren't sure it was all going to work out. I hope that's something that I've learned and that other people can get from this story as well.
Rachel, thank you for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Rachel Atkins speaking with Marcy Selman. Rachel's new play is called Voyage for Mad Men, the unbelievably true epic fail of the Ardeo Theater Project. And it opens tomorrow night at the West of Lennon Theater. That's in Seattle's Fremont neighborhood.